Good evening, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient Angela Jackson on 12/27/23. Mrs. Jackson performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes appear to be normal. Q waves are normal. Baroreflex impression, normal EKG. Next. 6-minute walk test on Mary McDowell. This goes to Dr. Bill Koop on 12/27/23. Mrs. McDowell performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. Patient walked 108 meters in 4 minutes and 19 seconds and stopped the study due to dyspnea period. At that time, her saturation was 96% period and paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Mulligan. This goes to Dr. Christos Swan on 12/27/23. Mr. Mulligan performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was a worse effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 8/1/23. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jeannie Smith. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn on 12/27/23. Mrs. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. Without significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period, the air velocity index was 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated E2323, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Carol Brusseau, B-R-O-S-S-E-A-U. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 12/27/23, Mrs. Brusseau performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction of lower lung volumes with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/1/23. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wayne Quick. And this goes to the VA. Period on 12/27/23, Mr. Quick performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was very severe airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period. The paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Cavanaugh. This goes to Dr. Topin, T-O-P-P-I-N. On 12/27/23, Mr. Cavanaugh performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study done at Dosher Memorial Hospital, on 6/6/23, there's been some progression of reduction of forced vital capacity. Period of paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change. Period. Thank you.